want to stay in the same situation, then continue doing what you're doing.
You guys can get on board and go down this four-lane highway and just rock it out, and you don't have to have a decade of learning process.
Meet people where they are. If you want to have all types of clients, be a Rubik's Cube. Meet them where they want to be met.
We have to know our numbers. We have to know how much we want, and then how many deals do I have to close to make that a reality?
What I want to do over the next half hour or so is give you clarity on the items that really are going to generate money for you and allow you to do the things you want to do.
If you're not currently being coached by the people in the industry that are doing it at the highest level, then you're working too hard to get there.
This is the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast with Kenneth Travis and Sean Zamenhof.
Hello, everybody. Sean Zamenhof here with this edition of Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, and we are joined by the Megan Anderson. Megan, how are you today?
I am great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. So Megan is a social media guru for all of our mortgage friends listening and watching right now. You've probably seen her on MBS Highways, on many of the trainings that they have, and lots of other things. Is Megan, you've been traveling the globe a lot this 2019, and really, you've been in front of a lot of loan officers, to say the least, huh?
I have. I've been doing a lot of speaking. As we were just talking about, I just got back from Milwaukee. So happy to be back in Florida.
Yeah, I was mentioning that it's snowing here today, and you were just saying you couldn't deal with that.
I'm like, oh, it's perfect here.
As everybody can see from the beautiful view out your window, the luscious foliage growing, huh?
Oh, I love my green screen. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. So, hey, friends, we wanted to talk about social media. We talk a lot about Facebook inside of Next Level, and you've got some Facebook gurus that assist you. But Megan is not just a Facebook wizard. She is also an Instagram wizard. So we wanted to bring some value to you and show you, tell you about a few things that you can use, implement in your business today, Megan, how you're using it, and just really what loan officers need to be doing, because it's a little bit different than Facebook, although many of the things work the same. But how do we build our story? How do we build our brand? And how do we get in front of the people that we can create value for and in turn get business from with Instagram?
Yeah, so the first thing that I want to say is, don't think about, oh my gosh, like maybe you've been consistent on Facebook and you're like, okay, I'm ready to kind of dive into Instagram. I heard Instagram is a good thing that I should be on. Don't get overwhelmed and think to yourself, oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to spend so much more time on Instagram. You can repurpose a lot of the content that you're already creating on Facebook. The biggest difference when it comes to Instagram versus Facebook is that Instagram is very visual. You know, when you go to someone's Facebook page, there can be a lot of text. It's a scrolling motion. But when you go to someone's Instagram page, what you see is a lot of images. And in order to see the text, you actually have to click on the image. So the biggest difference is you want to make sure that your content is highly visual when it comes to Instagram. You want those images to be kind of the main focus. And generally speaking, your text needs to be a little shorter than it probably would be for Facebook. Again, this isn't something that I think that you need to overthink, but it just depends on where you're spending the majority of your time. If you're wanting to spend the majority of your time on Instagram, you're going to make sure that your posts are more visually appealing than you would maybe if your focus is solely on Facebook. Now, one of my favorite things about Instagram is Instagram stories. And while Facebook does have these, I think that Instagram kind of blows stories out of the water. And a lot of people don't know what stories are in this space. I just gave a workshop in Tahoe where over half the room had never done a story. And a lot of you might be asking yourself right now, well, what is a story and why in the world would I want to be using stories? Well, stories on Instagram they're viewed a lot more than individual posts are. And stories show up as circles right up at the top, and they expire after 24 hours. And stories are a really great way to build that fan base on Instagram and get people coming back to your page consistently and viewing your content consistently. And there's a lot that we can utilize stories for. And I don't, do you want me to dive more into kind of stories?
Yeah, so that's good. But one of the great things about stories that everybody really needs to remember, and if you're afraid to do something on Facebook or you're afraid to do something on Instagram, is the shelf life of these stories. Only you can access them after 24 hours. So if you're
afraid, unless you turn them into a highlight, which we'll get into.
So, you know, if you're afraid to do a video, or, you know, how do I look? What do I sound like? Which is the same that you do every time you're not on a story as well too, is like that. It's such a great way to do it and get out there. You can test it. You can see it, get comfortable with it, and then it goes away. So it's not like something that you have to go and track and be like, oh my God, only one person like that. I need to delete it right now. And so it's a great training ground and a really awesome way to get comfortable.
Although this week they are going to start taking away the likes on Instagram in the United States. Did you hear that?
No. So what are they?
So it's like this whole, it'll be interesting, and who knows if they'll actually keep it or not, but they're going to start testing on certain accounts right now, hiding likes on posts on Instagram.
So no hearts anymore?
Yep. And the whole purpose of them doing this is for mental health. Pretty crazy. I don't know how I feel about it. There's a lot of influencers out there that it might make it a little bit challenging to grow accounts, and it might make it a little bit harder for new accounts out there trying to grow. But internally, you'll still be able to see this. Anyways, this is from what I hear. Internally on your own account, you'll still be able to measure those likes and look at that, which is important because then we can still... You know, I was worried if they were taking away likes. I was like, how am I going to tell that this is the content that my audience is actually wanting to view and is important to them? But you'll still supposedly be able to see it internally, but they will be taking it off so that there will be no more of this kind of competitiveness on Instagram.
So we live in a society now that people are such... Never mind, I'll stop. That's interesting to say the least. I hope those people who are having issues with the amount of likes they do or don't have, just get off social media. It's not the place for you. Gary Vee's got a picture in his office, like it's of his first Twitter post or something from like 2006 or 2005, and it's got one like on it. He's got it framed because of how much he's grown since then. I mean, my God, use it as motivation, people. Really?
Yeah, we all start somewhere.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's about that message that you're putting out there. And you remember that. Remember that you're putting this out there for a message. And also remember that the way that social media works is, you know, you have to post frequently and consistently in order for that algorithm. And it's set up this way. I recommend that anyone that hasn't watched The Greatest Hack on Netflix to go ahead and watch that. It'll scare you a little bit, but you'll start to see why it's important that you post consistently, because the algorithm is set up where it wants to put your posts in front of people that are going to engage with it, that are going to find it valuable. But if you're not posting consistently, you're not being clear about who it is that you're trying to target, well, how is it supposed to be optimal with that? So keep that in mind too, because in the beginning, obviously they're not going to know who to show it to or things like that, because you might only have one post. You might be very inconsistent. You might post, you know, stuff of you drinking, and once in every 3 months, you might post something about your business. People might not even have any idea what it is that you do. So it's important that we be clear, we be concise, and we have a strategy.
So Megan, I know that some people are thinking right now, and they're like, well, I have all these followers, these friends on Facebook. If I'm posting the same or similar content, am I just getting in front of that same audience again? And what story are they telling themselves there that's wrong, and that they need to shift the mindset on being able to double purpose that content?
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to post a variety of content when it comes to your social platforms. You want to post a mix of business stuff, personal interest, activities that you're doing. But don't be afraid that you're, you know, you should actively be trying to engage new followers, whether on Facebook, that's going out and searching for real estate agents and friending a few real estate agents, or going and friending every single client that you've worked with, or, you know, every single lead that kind of comes your way. And then it kind of depends, you know, if you're running ads, things like that, then you're constantly getting in front of a new audience because that's what it's doing. But say on Instagram, hashtags are a really big thing because Instagram is kind of like a search engine. You know how you go to YouTube and you type in cat videos? Well, all these cat videos will come up. It's the same on Instagram, and that's how people are utilizing it. And the largest demographic on Instagram is millennials, which are great for those first-time home buyers, but they're using this also as a search engine. So say that they're thinking about purchasing a home. Well, they might research first-time home buyer. Well, you're constantly going to be engaging and creating new audience members and building your audience when you're posting stuff and utilizing those hashtags as well. So don't be afraid that, you know, hey, I only have 100 followers or 100 friends on Facebook or 100 friends on Instagram. If you're utilizing social media properly, your reach is getting out there. And not only that, but maybe you only have 150 friends on Facebook, but you make a post about 5 myths of first-time homebuyers or something like that. Well, maybe they know a friend, they know someone that is looking to purchase a home, and they think that that valuable content could really benefit them. Well, then they're going to send it to them or they're going to tag them. So you're constantly reaching a new circle of influence just by putting value out there.
So let's peel back that curtain a little more and go on that deeper dive in Instagram that we were talking about earlier. So what else do you have to share that are the top 2, 3, 4 must knows for people either using stories or the regular feed? What do people need to know when they're jumping in?
So let's start off with stories. Stories are a really great way to kind of create that fan base with your audience. You know, you're going to put a little bit more strategic thought process when it comes to your posts, but stories are a really fun way to get that fan base. And there's different kind of stuff that we can post on our stories. And a lot of people I talk to, especially within this realm, because it's usually, you know, what's the average age of a loan officer? Like mid-50s?
Yeah,
something 78. Like that. But it all comes down to they've never really utilized social media aside from maybe keeping up with family or stalking their kids. So when it comes down to it, their biggest thing is, and maybe this is you listening too, maybe it's, you know, I just don't know what to post. Like, what would I post on my story? I have no idea. Well, there's a few things that you can post on your story. One that people really, really love is kind of behind the scenes. So, you know, maybe you do a little behind the scenes of your day to day. Maybe it's a morning routine. You know, every single morning I have my coffee mug and I love to watch the sunrise, the sunsets. So I always have my coffee mug and I'll do it with the sunrise. And people know to come to my page to watch that. And that gets me into another topic, which maybe this will help you kind of think about it, is stickers. So I would encourage each and every one of you to come up with 5 stickers. And when I say stickers, what these are things that you're going to post consistently on a daily basis to your story that are going to get people, hey, I go to that girl's page to watch the sunrise. Hey, I go to that girl's page to get an awesome quote in the morning that gets me pumped up. So when it comes to these stickers, I want you to think about things that are in your life all the time. Maybe you're really into skiing and you want to post something about that every single day. Maybe you're really into bike riding. Maybe you go on a bike ride every single weekend with your kids. Kids, that could be another sticker. Maybe you're really in love with your spouse and they end up being in a lot of your posts. Great, they could be a sticker. I was just talking to Bill Hart, helping him with his stories, and he leaves his wife a note every single day by the coffee machine. That could be a sticker of itself. These are things that people come and they think about. The whole purpose of them is for them to think about your brand without actually thinking of things. So they're coming for you for a mortgage, right? Well, one of my stickers is I have these stray cats by my house that I feed every single day. And I forget what football game it was the other day where that black cat was running across the field. Yeah. I had at least 10 people send me a video clip of that saying they thought of me. And here they are thinking about me. They're not thinking about, oh, this girl can help me with social media. This is what this girl does. They're thinking about me without it actually being my brand. And that's great because we don't want to come across salesy all the time. And that's another concern that I hear from people is I don't want to post all the time because I'll be salesy. But when we can have these stickers, these things that we post repetitively, it gets people wanting to come back to our page, but it isn't solely business related. So I encourage you to think about what these stickers might be, whether it's your spouse, a bike ride, a bubble bath that you take. Maybe you love a certain kind of whiskey or a certain kind of wine, whatever the case may be, these are things that you could share to your story every single day. It could be, maybe you read the Bible every single morning. Maybe you read about the financial market every single morning. Great. Go ahead and utilize and post these things on your story. Now, another aspect that I want to bring up is a lot of people, when they get started with stories, they'll spend a lot of time creating these stories. And remember, these stories disappear after 24 hours. And I see a lot of people spending more time on their stories than they are in their posts. And stories are great because on Instagram, stories are going to get seen about 60% more than your actual post will. Because again, it's going to show up. It's going to pop up every time you post it right on the top of their page. And this is how people are viewing content on Instagram right now. So a way to kind of combat this, and remember, at the end of the day, social media is out there to help build our reputation. And everything changes. I like to say this, and you've heard me say this in my speeches, but everything changes when we're famous. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's going to completely change the process. Say that you've been posting videos out there of, you know, 5 things every first-time home buyer should know, or whatever the case may be. Let's say that you've been posting these videos, or let's say that you do a buy versus rent analysis and you talk about how much money a person could gain, you know, through appreciation in that home within just the next 5 years and what that is in your area. Let's say you post that video. And let's say a real estate agent finds that video and she's been showcasing this couple a home for the past 5 weekends in a row and they haven't found anything, and probably because inventory is tight there, which it is in a lot of the country. And let's say they're kind of getting worn out a little bit, but this real estate agent sees your video, she sends it to them, and it helps her close the deal. They're now excited, they're ready to move forward. Maybe they settle on a home that doesn't match all their needs, but you helped convert that into a first-time home buyer. Well, what's going to happen now when you reach out and you start asking for a referral business? It's going to be a much warmer conversation. And what about that first-time home buyer? Let's say you've been posting these 5 myths about, you know, first-time home buying, or 5 things every first-time home buyer should know. Let's say they watch that video because they've been searching through the hashtags first-time home buyer. They come across your video. Well, now they reach out and they sign up for an appointment with you. That appointment may not have happened, but here's also the benefit of posting these videos. Now, when they come into your office, you've already answered some questions that they have, and now they're coming in and they're wanting to know more. So that's a much warmer conversation than just a cold lead showing up at your office and you have no idea who they are. That is the power in social media. So when we're posting to these stories, we want to make sure that we're also saving these into highlights. And I'm going to show this, even though those of you listening, this is also on video, right?
It's all on video, yep.
Okay, good.
So if you go to our page, nextlevelloanofficers.com, you'll be able to see and download and watch this video for yourself as well, too.
Perfect. So you'll see here that this is my story up here, and we could click that and watch my story, but you'll see below here, these are highlights, and those are things from my story that I saved to highlights. Now, the great thing about these highlights is that they'll stay up forever. So when it comes to our story, yes, we're showing the fun behind the scenes thing. Maybe you're watching the morning update on MBS Highway every single day. You recap it in a nice little video, add it to your story. Great. It's letting people know about the market. Maybe, you know, maybe you're at a closing and you decide to post a photo, you also turn that into a post, whatever the case may be, we want to have certain highlights so that you're not spending so much time creating these stories that are just going to disappear within 24 hours. So some highlights that I recommend that each and every one of you have is, first off, testimonials. Testimonials is one that you should be having, and you should be collecting these testimonials, because the whole purpose of social media is to get people through that sales process from a potential client to a closed client. So when we're posting these testimonials, well, it opens the eyes up to those individuals. Maybe they don't believe in homeownership. Maybe they believe that renting is a cheaper option. Or, you know, maybe we have someone that's interested in purchasing a home, but there's low inventory. Well, maybe you post a review that addresses all of these. Post that into your story, save it in a highlight so that when people go to your page, they can watch these. And again, in turn, it builds your reputation as the advisor that can help them achieve this goal. So I would recommend that you, each and every one of you, has a testimonials as a highlight. That is something that is a non-negotiable. You need that.
So let's talk about something else here. So we've been talking about Instagram and targeting millennials. And I know that many people, when they hear millennials, are like, oh, millennials. Like, well, first of all, if that's what you're thinking, you just haven't met enough of them. We talk about next level loan officers all the time. You've got to go meet your clients of where they're at. Well, you know what? Millennials are a huge portion of the population who is buying homes or shifting into the home buying market. You know, there was a time when, you know, maybe some of us bought homes a little earlier than millennials did, because they were really coming of age in the home buying market right after the Great Recession. Well, that subsided, and the aversion to buying homes that was persistent at that time has since dissipated, and many, many want to be home buyers. Lots of them have two incomes, have bigger loan amounts than a lot of first-time home buyers have ever had, and we deal with a ton of them that have really great credit as well too. I mean, these are great loans that they want to do business with people that they like. They want to do business with people that have common interests that they do. And so the more you build that, like, we know that in 5 to 7 years, they're going to buy another house. Be in front of them, create that brand. They're going to continue to follow you. They're going to continue to love you, and just love you more to where you're just their guy. You're just their woman. You are the person that they turn to for what you're selling, for what you're providing to them as well. And so just kind of, you've got to evolve and get that out of your head. And like Megan and I were talking about earlier, like, I mean, the average age of a loan officer is a fair amount older, probably like double what most millennials are. So like, go meet them where they're at, and you'll get business from them where they're at.
Yeah. I mean, life expectancy is just expanding. So it might be taking us a little bit more time to get there, but we're getting there. And it is just about listening. And I love that you brought up, you know, people work with people that they know, like, and trust is essentially what you kind of said. And I love that. And I think that that's important that people understand that one thing that millennials do is they do research. We don't really like to, per se, before I started at MBS Highway, I hated talking on the phone. So I know people are constantly like, well, you know, maybe they will go with someone like Rocket Mortgage. But here's the thing, you know, it's one of the largest financial decisions of their life. You need to step into being an advisor. If all you're doing is writing their mortgage, then yeah, why wouldn't they go to something where they don't have to talk to an individual and it can get done in the same time frame? What they need is an advisor. And that's something that all those fintech companies are never going to be able to do. They just have people in call centers that worked at Best Buy last month or Verizon last month. We don't want that. We want that trusted advisor, but we just don't know. So it's about putting that value out there, because one of the things that we do, and we do really well as millennials, is research. And so once we find that research and we see your video and it provides value, now we want to talk to you because now we're interested in learning a little bit more. And at the end of the day, after I've done my research, I might have like a few, I'm talking about myself personally, I might have a few kind of potential options that I might want to reach out and schedule an appointment with. But if I know that someone really loves, you know, to watch sunrises and sunsets and they love to do the same things that I do, I'm probably going to end up going with that person. So that's why it's important as well that we showcase a little bit about that personal side of ourselves and what it is that we value outside of work.
That's fantastic. That's couldn't have hit it more on the head right there. And it's just, you know, with loan officers, when we bitch about fintech, when we get mad about Quicken, when you do nothing except provide a rate and a fee, you're nothing but a commodity. Yep. And so you can't get mad when the bank down the street or the broker or the bank or the credit union, whoever it is, beats you by an eighth of a point of rate because you've done nothing to build value. What we're talking about today is a way to build the value. And more importantly than just build the value, it's building a brand, and it's building your brand that whether you take your talents to South Beach or some other institution, you have your brand that follows you that can't be taken from you. Yeah. So Megan, you're going to be joining us soon. Our next event, we're going to be in San Diego. You're going to be sharing some more knowledge. I heard you like San Diego a little bit.
Yes, I love San Diego. I like to think of myself as like a millennial gypsy. I've lived in like 7 different states in 6 years, and I absolutely love San Diego. I'm like, it's decided in my head that that's where I'm going next.
So if you're curious where we're going to be next and how we're going to be in your neck of the woods, go to loanofficerevents.com and you'll see everything that we have. We have a branch manager summit coming up. I know next year we have San Diego, Philly, Nashville, not all in that order, definitely plan to come see you there. Megan, so if somebody is like, man, I need more information, you got a product that you're going to be rolling out soon. I don't know if you want to share a little bit on that with us too. How do they reach out to you to get in contact?
So a few ways, definitely follow me on Instagram. That's my favorite platform. It is just, I am Megan Anderson. You can follow me there. If you want to stay up to date with my program launch and join my email list, you can just text Megan, M-E-G-A-N, to 33777. So text Megan to 33777, and you will stay up to date on all of that. I'm really excited about my program that's going to be launching January 3rd. So definitely text that number if you want to stay up to date with that. And I'm excited. This program is going to be an 8-week course that is going to focus on helping you get over your fears of social media, stay consistent, how to create relevant, engaging content consistently, and also set up a Facebook ad that is going to, in turn, funnel people into a pre-created, automated campaign that is a mix of emails and text message, because people are opening their texts a lot more than they are opening their emails. And in turn, the whole purpose of that is to help you guys increase your level of production and not rely so heavily on those referral partners.
Wow, we talk about things in Next Level being scalable all the time. That sounds like an activity that's pretty scalable, Megan.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, awesome. So we appreciate you all. If you want to download our app, text the words Next Level to 36260. We will see you on the next one. And Megan, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.